Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
The FT Arts Podcast is brought to you by Vacheron Constantin.
Hello, I'm Mike Hobart. This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song. This week's instalment, My Funny Valentine. The 1937 Rodgers and Hart musical Babes in Arms that gave generations of grateful cabaret singers My Funny Valentine also virtually invented the, hey, let's put on a show genre. They did childcare differently in those days. Here, a group of home alone teens must do something useful with their time to stop the local sheriff carrying out his threat to send them to the work farm. This was the Great Depression, and the parents are off working the vaudeville circuit. The plot was flimsy, and later much parodied, but the show produced several classic hits: The Lady is a Tramp, Where or When, and I Wish I Were in Love Again. My Funny Valentine became such an ubiquitous torch song over the years that, as the writer Alex Wilder noted in American Popular Song, published in 1972, the owner of one New York club inserted in all contracts with vocalists a clause which stated that they were forbidden to sing it. The original Rodgers and Hart number was sung by a female lead, fondly listing the faults of the lead male, Valentine Lamar. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart?
Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart?
But deeper feelings are revealed when the rhythm kicks in and she sings the refrain. You're my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. A Variety review worried that no nudity, no dance girls, no plush gold plate may mean no sale. But the 1937 Broadway show stretched to 289 performances. A rewritten later libretto is the one generally used in umpteen Amdram and school productions that followed. In 1939, Busby Barclay directed a film version of Babes in Arms, starring Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney. But both plot and songs were drastically altered. My Funny Valentine was one of nearly a dozen numbers set adrift. It resurfaced in the 1957 Frank Sinatra and Rita Hayworth vehicle, Pal Joey, lip-synced by Kim Novak in a nightclub setting, imbuing the song with the bittersweet hints of doomed romance that were to remain its stock in trade. Meanwhile, the composition made slow but steady inroads into the jazz repertoire. Its simple but effective melody could be toyed with, and its structure unfolded with a strong narrative shape. The song charted briefly with a sweet-toned big band version recorded by the Hal McIntyre Orchestra in 1944. As became the norm, the introductory verse was removed and the band cut straight to the bittersweet refrain verse. Baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan picked it up for his quartet in 1952, and the austere, piano-free reading was the perfect vehicle for Chet Baker's trumpet. Among the many recorded instrumental versions around, pianist Bill Evans and guitarist Jim Hall's up-tempo duet on the 1962 album Undercurrent stands out. In 1954, Frank Sinatra included it on Songs for Young Lovers, his first collaboration with bandleader Nelson Riddle. Baker recorded it again, this time as a vocalist, on his 1956 hit album, Chet Baker Sings, and revisited the tune many times over the years, especially in live performance.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile.
The tune had gone mainstream, and musicians came to joke that My Funny Valentine featured on so many albums that it was easier to list those where it didn't appear, although the consensus stands at around 600 artists. Rare among versions of note, Ella Fitzgerald recorded the song in its entirety in a pristine 1957 cover featuring the Buddy Bregman Orchestra. But it is with Baker that the song has come to be most identified. In a nightclub scene in the 1999 film The Talented Mr. Ripley, Matt Damon's Ripley performs a version closely emulating Chet Baker's singing style to conjure a tangible sense of the late 1950s. A song that started life in a Depression-era musical comedy ended up associated with the boom years and a musician, Baker, whose life ended in tragedy. Miles Davis also made the song part of his repertoire and recorded it several times. The best is a live 1964 concert recording of a fundraising benefit for voter registration in Mississippi. It is a 15-minute, shape-shifting, mood-changing masterpiece. One of Babes in Arms' subplots concerned a wealthy Southerner bankrolling the show on the proviso that two African-American kids were sacked from the cast. Fitting, then, that a Chaka Khan account of My Funny Valentine was part of the award-winning soundtrack of the 1995 Whitney Houston movie Waiting to Exhale, which had an all-African-American cast.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.